Tonight we will be able to revive those people who have been petrified. I need hardly remind you all that one of them may well be able to tell us who or what attacked them. I am hopeful that this dreadful year will end with our catching the culprit." There was an explosion of cheering. Harry looked over at the Slytherin table, and wasn't at all surprised to see that Draco Malfoy hadn't joined in. Ron, however, was looking happier than he'd looked in days. "It won't matter that we never asked Myrtle, then," he said to Harry. "Hermione'll probably have all the answers when they wake her up. Mind you, she'll go mad when she finds out we've got exams in 3 days' time. She hasn't revised. It might be kinder to leave her where she is till they're over." Just then Ginny Weasley came over and sat down next to Ron. She looked tense and nervous, and Harry noticed that her hands were twisting in her lap. "What's up?" said Ron, helping himself to more porridge. Ginny didn't say anything, but glanced up and down the Gryffindor table with a scared look on her face that reminded Harry of someone, though he couldn't think who. "Spit it out," said Ron, watching her. Harry suddenly realized who Ginny looked like. She was rocking backwards and forwards slightly in her chair, exactly like Dobby did when he was teetering on the edge of revealing forbidden information.